Good evening. You're watching Public Media and One's English Language News Broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Orsolya Flum. Like several countries of the world, Hungary is also supporting relief operations in Nepal after the earthquake on Saturday. The special rescue team of the Hungarian Baptist Aid Service has already left for the Asian country and may arrive in the affected area in 72 hours so they can hopefully seek survivors as well. The Hungarian Interchurch Aid has also started to raise donations.
A health kit, sure to come in handy, nothing else. This is the vital equipment that fits in a rucksack, some personal belongings and cash. Rescue workers of the Hungarian Baptist Aid set off from the Budapest International Airport and now are heading to the earthquake-hit Nepal. They are set to work there for more than a week. Life-saving is our priority, to bring the injured to safe ground from the debris and giving them first aid, tending to their wounds. Second, that may sound a bit weird, supplying water. Laszlo Pavelc, at the head of the mission, says that they are entering a very dangerous area now. We're having continuous tremors and earthquakes of different magnitude, so we have to prepare for more and more casualties. We also have to take preventive actions not to get involved in a too dangerous situation. We want to cooperate with local and international forces that are also on their way. Hungarian Baptist Aid is joined by experts from the United States, Austria, Japan, and will jointly execute the search. Meanwhile, the emergency research team of Pest County is on the standby with 12 dogs to travel to the affected area if further need be. Operations now need medicine, bandage, and healthcare experts, said Onna Maria Diósegi, a colleague of the M1 News Channel who lived in Nepal for years. Rescue operations are further hampered by bad weather and the fact that Kathmandu and its environs lie high in the mountains. Further, several hospitals went to ruins, she explained. A number of relief organizations also offered their help. The Ecumenical Aid is raising a general purpose fund, and the UNICEF Hungary is doing the same to help the Nepalese children.
News are flowing in about Hungarian tourists and mountain climbers trapped in Nepal, where are at least 15-20 Hungarians who are known to be in the country, but efforts to contact them have so far been unsuccessful. Their cell phones are engaged or inaccessible, but there is no news about their being in trouble. 6 years and few days after he was arrested in Bolivia, Eliot Tuasho and a Croatian citizen have been rescued as a result of an operation carried out by the Hungarian Baptist Aid Service. Tuasho was a defendant of a terrorist trial in Bolivia, was never sentenced. He was released from jail in February after almost 6 years confinement, but he could not leave the country as the Bolivian authorities did not return his passport. That is why he had to be rescued. His repatriation proved successful. He's due to arrive in Hungary tomorrow.
These pictures were taken in Bolivia and captured the moments of the rescue operation. Eliot Tuasho is getting out of a taxi, then stepping into a minibus being waited by the staff of the Hungarian Baptist Aid Service. They left La Paz together for the border of Chungara at a distance of 5 hours, which is situated at the altitude of 4,600 meters. Eliot Tuasho and the Croatian citizen Mario Tadic departed Bolivia on Friday afternoon, and they headed to Chile, where Eliot's sister was waiting for him. The rescue of the two men was the result of the operation of the Hungarian Baptist Aid Service. Csaba Lukács, one of the members of the aid service who took part in the action, talked to News Channel 1 a few hours before the travel of the two and said that however they had already overcome the difficulties, Eliot Tuasho had been tried by the situation, as the success of the action had been a big question until the last moment. I see that he is nervous and glad at the same time. That is understandable, as he has got rid of great tension. And the moment when he embraced his sister in Arica in Chile after 6 years was so moving. I think he has been waiting for this moment since he got into jail. Tuasho was suspected of preparing for a terrorist attack against Bolivian President Evo Morales. In 2009, an anti-terrorist unit caught him and his team. In the attack, another Hungarian and an Irish citizen died. Sándor Senci, the chairman of the aid, told a news program that his association had been helping Hungarians trapped abroad in the way back home for years. 1 year saw the repatriation of more than 100 people. Ambassadors, consulates and other officials of the Hungarian Foreign Ministry give help to Hungarian citizens should he or she lose their passport. Now, besides technical support, his passport needed to be transported through several country borders. Tuasho is expected to return home tomorrow.
The Budapest International Book Fair produced a visitor's record with more than 62,000 book lovers turning out at the stands in the Millenáris Park, where several hundred news issues were displayed. The honorary guest of the 22nd book fair was American writer Jonathan Franzen. Next year, Slovakia will come in the spotlight.
Politically questionable thing to do.
Each year, the Csíkszentmihályi Whitsun, that is the biggest religious and Christian event in Transylvania, Romania, attracts thousands of pilgrims like Zsolt Szántó, who is making his 1,500-kilometer-long pilgrimage to the feast on horseback. The secular man has already done this ride three times so far. He left Jasna Góra in Poland at Easter from the starting point of the so-called Mary's pilgrimage route and stopped at several places in Budapest for a while yesterday.
Many people were so surprised by the sight of a horse standing in the city center of Budapest. This is the fourth time that Zsolt Szántó has started his pilgrimage on horseback to the Csíkszentmihályi Whitsun in Transylvania. He left Poland at Easter and plans to arrive in Csíkszentmihályi at Pentecost. The pilgrim started his ride on Kossuth Square in the capital and rode along several main roads as well as Andrássy Avenue. He arrived in Hero Square where he was greeted by musicians. Here the pilgrim was blessed by a priest. Two other teams are also taking the long Mary's pilgrimage route from Poland all the way down to Romania on horseback, and their stopover is Budapest as well. There is yet another team which is arriving here in a few days, riding from Mariazell in Austria, and they are taking the whole Mary's pilgrimage route to Csíkszentmihályi. Everybody is going to meet there, said a government official. 2015 is the jubilee year of the Pentecostal pilgrimage celebrating the 500-year anniversary of the statue of Virgin Mary in Csíkszentmihályi. Some 200,000 pilgrims and tourists are being expected to attend the celebrations this year between the 22nd and 24th of May.
The synagogue in Pasti Street in Debrecen was inaugurated after a renovation costing almost half a billion forints. That is about 1.6 million euros. Laszlo Pop, the mayor of the city, said that the renewed Orthodox synagogue shows that a community like the Jewish can be kept together and made strong even after biggest tragedies. He also added that a consecrated place is also a memento for the almost 6,000 Jews of the Holocaust in Debrecen. András Heisler, president of the Federation of the Jewish Communities in Hungary, said that the synagogue can give home of the Jewish organizations in the neighborhood and other Jewish communities beyond the country border as well. And sports now. Hundreds celebrated the Hungarian national ice hockey team in the City Park in Budapest. During an exciting match, the Hungarian team clinched a 2-1 victory over Poland yesterday and qualified for the best ones in the first division. This victory enables the Hungarian team to take part in the A Group World Championship to be organized in St. Petersburg in Russia in May next year. That's all for today from me and the crew here. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow night, as every night around 11:45 Central European time. And you can find us on the internet at hirado.hu. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.